enhancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They are who we thought they were.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
And then we're going to find our best friend Doug. And then we're going to give him a best friend hug.
Hey, Dean Tony, you all right, mate?
That just happened.
What would you say you do here?
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we are on location today in Grand Island at Ball Sports Bar and Grill. And we'll be here for the next couple of hours, and we invite you to come along and join us for today's program. We're going to be talking with the owner, Whitey Richardson, of course, former Major League Baseball player. We've had a chance to talk to him a couple of times here over the last month and a half because of his connection to horse racing, and co-owner of Mission Impossible, who ran ninth in the Kentucky Derby, has not run since. We'll talk to Whitey about maybe when that horse will run again. We'll also talk a little bit about the Belmont Stakes that is coming up this Saturday. Third leg of the Triple Crown, and not a lot of excitement as far as returning champs. There's no Triple Crown threat. The winner of the Preakness, the winner of the Kentucky Derby, neither one are running, but it could be a very exciting race. If you're just a horse racing fan, this could be a great, great race. And we'll talk with Ed DeRosa of Thoroughbred Times coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show later today about that, and with Whitey about that as well, and maybe a couple of the horses that he likes in the field. Also on the show today, Tino Martinez is scheduled to drop by and join us here live at Balls, the head coach, and has been for a number of years, of Grand Island Home Federal. The seniors are at home tonight to take on Norfolk here at Ryder Park in Grand Island. And also, we'll be heading out to the Big 12 meetings and find out more about what's going on there with our blogger, Adam Ritterberg from ESPN.com. So those are among our guests today. Plus, it is Loper Link Day. Every Wednesday, it's Loper Link. And no special guest today, but a lot to talk about in Loperland, and we'll talk about that as well. It's all coming up, and we invite you to fire off your emails to us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'd love to hear from you. Doug Duda along with Tony Davis, Big Daddy, here at Ball Sports Bar and Grill. And Daddy, this has always been one of my favorites from the day it opened years ago. It seems like it's been here forever, but so much memorabilia. They've done so much to continue to build this. There's TVs everywhere. You really can't see the wall unless you look underneath the table, because it's just covered with televisions, it's covered with memorabilia, and it's not all just baseball. And of course, and there's your Keno TV right there too. So, you know, lunch is free with the right numbers. And baseball signed tens and hundreds of them all over the place, bats and golf and football and the Olympic team and Olympic things and basketball and jerseys. And you know what, if you've never been here, I can't believe you've never been here, but if you haven't, it's worth your time to stop by anytime. And they've got great specials, and we'll tell you about that as well. But, Tony, just great to be here.
Yeah, a lot of fun, Doug, a lot of fun. Like you said, if you've never been here before, all the stuff that is signed, I knew the pictures of the stuff were up, and I knew they went back through history, but I did not realize so much stuff was signed here at Balls. Most of all of it is signed. They've got some very, very interesting photographs, including Mickey Mantle's first home run, which has him wearing the number 6 jersey. Mickey Mantle, of course, the next day traded that jersey for the number 7 jersey. And as he's crossing home plate, the batter that's waiting to hit is wearing the number 7 jersey. And you say, well, that's a little strange. Well, that's his first home run wearing number 6. He continued to wear number 7 the rest of his career. And that's a very famous picture, very, very tough to find. Whether you're a Laker fan, they've got it all for you here. The finals coming up, Will Chamberlain signed stuff. Football, baseball, hockey, it doesn't really matter. Golf, sitting right beside Tom Lehman signed a picture on the wall right here. But they've got it all here at Balls, and it's great to be here with them.
So come and join us. We're just west of the Conestoga Mall right here on the main road. Of course, the main road's kind of being tore up a little bit here. So you might want to come in on the east side and kind of come in from the east side, which is the majority of Grand Island is east of Ballston as far. But if you're coming up from Hastings or you're coming over from Kearney or that direction on Highway 30, that's where we're located right here next to the Conestoga Mall. The big story already today in sports is the number one seeds are both out at the French Open. Roger Federer went down yesterday to Robin Soderling in five sets after winning the first set. And today, Serena Williams, who had came back after facing match point in set two, still couldn't finish it to the seventh seed, Stosur, 6-2, 6-7, 8-6. And so Serena Williams has been ousted from the French Open. Jelena Jankovic also moving on into the semifinals.
American's done. American's done. And I think that stands out to a lot of people that almost immediately, you know, you're waiting for Serena, you're waiting for the Serena and Venus to make another run where they're contenders in all these finals and they put a run together. Well, that's over. It's a French. And, well, on that clay, a lot of strange things have happened, and really no stranger than Federer going down. I think that's the one that, you know what, for Serena to lose, okay, yeah, she's susceptible. But Roger Federer, he's been almost invincible as of late.
23 consecutive semifinal appearances in Grand Slams, the first time in 6 years that he has not made it through. And, of course, that also happening back at the French. So 6 years since Roger Federer has not made a Grand Slam semifinal. And as he joked yesterday, well, at least I still have the quarterfinal streak alive.
Well, yeah, he's got that and a lot of millions of dollars in the bank. So I guess he can take a weekend off.
So look for Samantha Stosur. She has knocked off Justine Henin, who was a top five player. It's just that she was seeded 22nd because she'd been off the tour with that semi-retirement, and now she knocks off the number one player in the world today in Serena Williams. LeBron James on the national scene. We'll get to some local stuff in a minute, but on the national scene, LeBron had an interview yesterday with Larry King, and now everybody's kind of just poo-pooing, I guess, the thought that, you know, Cleveland has the best chance to sign him. Do you think Cleveland has the best chance to sign him?
Yeah, it's tough to say that they would have all the marketing possibilities that other places would have to maximize his proper potential. Although, when you look at LeBron, LeBron's a strange situation because he's from that area. Everybody knew from the time he was a seventh grader on that he wanted to be around that area. Grew up in the Youngstown area, went on to right around the Cleveland area. Grew up there, the hometown boy, could be the hometown hero. You know, to follow Michael Jordan in Chicago, you're going to be following somebody. To go to New York and do it, you're going to have some help in New York. And Chris Bosh is the one everybody thinks is going to be the one to help you out. But if you do it in your hometown, if you do it by yourself or get those players to come to your hometown, you're the one that's going to be the statue. You're the one that's going to be remembered forever. And I think that's going to be very, very appealing to LeBron.
Doug and Danny Show live at Ball Sports Bar and Grill here in Grand Island on this Wednesday. It's a beautiful day out, so hopefully you can enjoy it. I have to ask you this, Tony, about the whole LeBron marketing thing. LeBron is no longer just, and I don't know if he ever has been. I mean, here's a kid that signs a huge deal out of high school. What's the difference if he's in Cleveland or New York? Name one sponsorship Michael Jordan got that was Chicago exclusive. Name one. He is national. He is worldwide. It shouldn't matter where he is based out of. It shouldn't matter. Cleveland jerseys are going to sell just like New York Knicks jerseys. Maybe you find a few more New York Knicks jerseys locally, but you can't give me this that New York is going to make him sell a lot more of anything. If you're a LeBron James fan, you're going to buy his Cleveland jersey. Look at football. I mean, look at every sport. It doesn't necessarily matter where you play. If you're popular, if you're the best, if you're the fan favorite, they're going to buy your gear. It doesn't matter if you're in New York, Chicago, L.A., Cleveland, Dallas. It just doesn't matter. And what more is left out there? He changes, so now instead of everybody that had the Cleveland LeBron jersey now has to buy a New York or a Chicago or fill-in-the-blank Miami jersey. What's the benefit here? I think you're talking about the Nikes, the McDonald's, the Gatorades, and it doesn't matter where he's playing basketball.
I think if you're looking strictly from that standpoint, you're right. Those are national brands. They're going to find you wherever, where you're talking the shoe contracts and that sort of thing. What I think you're thinking maybe you're a little bit off is the availability to market him to the different groups of people that want to have you on a Tuesday off night, and they'll pay you $100,000, where you say, you know what, I'm not going to fly from Cleveland to do the Firefighters Union banquet. I'm just throwing out something like that. You've got all those people around you, all that more money around you. I think you're missing out on, which, you know what, are you looking to pick up $50,000, $100,000 if you're LeBron James on your off nights? I don't know if you are or not. You can't spend it all anyway. But I think there's possibilities like that. You know, you hear things, you know, Coach Damon Day, you know, talks to Jabba, you know, they go to speaking engagements and then get these appearance fees to show up in New York, all these different spots. If you're one of those darlings or whatever, you know, that people want to have you, you know, there's certainly more opportunities for that with the more the people are, where the money is, and it's not Cleveland.
So that's our thoughts on LeBron. What's your thoughts? Let's make that our Ace Hardware Bull or No Bull topic of the day. And all you have to do to chime in is to email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. That's DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. And you know what? They have just drawn the post positions for Belmont. And a fly down is going to be the number I want to get to the Ace Harbor, but it's just come up. Icebox, 3-1 in the sixth slot. Fly down, 9-2. Right behind it is the second favorite, is in the five slot. And then at 7-2, First Dude is in the 11 slot in this 12-horse field. Everybody else is 10-1 or more in the morning line. So that just broke. We'll let you know about that in a moment. But anyway, Ace Hardware, Bull or No Bull. Stop by Ace Hardware and check out their great selection of mowers. They'll cut your mowing time, in some cases, in half in Kearney and Grand Island. LeBron James will be a Cleveland Cavalier next year. Bull or No Bull? LeBron James will be a Cleveland Cavalier next year. Bull or No Bull? Send us your thoughts to the Doug and Daddy Show via our email. Dead Popper inbox is wide open. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
So you like the fact they fired their coach? You like the fact they go a different direction in Cleveland that way?
Boy, I think Mike Brown got so thrown under the bus by the media. I think the media got Mike Brown fired. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
I'm not sure what else he was supposed to do. You really didn't have the players to match up. Yes, you had your superstar, but when you start dissecting against Boston, player on player, those other positions, Boston's a lot better than them.
I don't know who they think they're going to get.
Maybe Derrickson back there going, oh, my God, because he thinks Orlando's still, oh, yeah, they're so much better than Boston. But you know, from a Cleveland perspective, I look at those guys top to bottom, and you go to the Celtics bench, and you go to Tony Allen, those players are better than what Cleveland had. I don't know what Mike Brown was supposed to do.
Oh, brother. Chris Kutulak can't join us right now because he's live on TVG. But Ed DeRosa from Thoroughbred Times will do so. And we'll talk more about the Belmont. We'll talk a little Legion baseball. We're going to talk interesting topic with Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com. He's going to join us here, a blogger, to talk about the Big 12 meetings. And we're going to discuss that here in just a moment. We are live at Ball Sports Bar and Grill in Grand Island. And for more information, be sure to check out their website. Now, Balls is spelled B-A-L-Z, so it's BallsSportsBar.com, B-A-L-Z SportsBar.com. You can check out their specials, get great offers, and be a fan of theirs on Facebook. All you have to do is look up Ball Sports Bar and be a friend of Ball Sports Bar on Facebook. They've got over 5,000 friends, almost as many as Daddy. They tell you about the bands, the foods, the specials, their happy hours. And don't forget, for lunch today, it is the hot roast beef sandwich with certified Angus. Not just something that they thaw out back there and throw in and call it good. When you get some food here at Ball's, it is outstanding. And, of course, the wings, always very good here. But today's lunch special is certified Angus hot roast beef sandwich. And Daddy, I'm sure, will tell us more about that in just a little bit. We'll talk about what happened yesterday at the Big 12 meetings. And we'll also be catching up with Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com. Whitey Richardson is going to join us here, the owner of Ball Sports Bar, to talk about all the great things they've got going on here, and, of course, a little bit about his horse, Mission Impossible. Ed DeRosa from Thoroughbred Times, Tino Martinez, head coach of Grand Island Home Federal Legion, all coming up, a special two-hour edition of the Doug and Daddy Show from Ball Sports Bar and Grill. Come join us here in Grand Island. We'll take a break and be right back.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. Charterwest National Bank.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 15 up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, cycling, golf, bowling, basketball, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 12th through the 15th in Kearney. Don't wait to sign up. Go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2010 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
We'll have cloudy skies for your Wednesday. Chance for scattered showers and storms early. 75 for a high. 54 for a low tonight. Partly to mostly cloudy skies. Blend of clouds and sun for Thursday. A meteorologist, Mandy Thaluber. Right now, it is 63.
And the Doug and Daddy Show back and live on location at Ball Sports Bar and Grill here in Grand Island, right west of the Conestoga Mall, where they have been ever since they opened the doors here. And don't forget to come in and check out all the great food. How about the pizzas here? Oh, you can try out so many different kinds. If you want a little pepperoni, want a little sausage, maybe you want a little buffalo chicken, they can do that for you as well. And today's special again, the hot roast beef, made with certified Angus beef here at Ball Sports Bar and Grill. And while you're here and while they're making the food, come by, pick up a Doug and Daddy T-shirt, check out some of the new memorabilia that they have, like the Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods photo here. They've got a really cool picture, even I have to admit, the 1961 Yankees with all of the stars of the 61 Yankees individually. And that's one of the new signed pieces that they have here. Reds jerseys and Kobe Bryant and all kinds of great things here. Check it out for yourself at Ball Sports Bar and Grill. Here is where we are at for the next 2 hours in Grand Island. And congratulations to Mark McGuire, the father of triplets.
Oh, surprise.
Hello. Well, you know what? Apparently, he wasn't the only one in the family taking supplements.
Yes, I must have been something else going on. Congratulations. What a wonderful time. Not much is going on, you know. Cardinals playing along.
Mommy maybe had a little fertility drug there, but congratulations to McGuire and his wife Stephanie. And so there they go. He's, of course, taking a little time off from the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Cardinals are battling right now with the Cincinnati Reds for first place. And, of course, Whitey Richardson, a former member of the Reds, and they are in first place after the win last night. Daddy, Big 12, not media days, but meetings. Did you ever know that these things even went on? Did you ever know? It's like, okay, if there's something big going on, like, are we going to have a championship game? Are we going to form a league? Then you kind of knew that it was going on. Any other time, did you know that there were meetings?
No, you did not. And the media certainly never followed it like they do now. With these people, you know, basically like another Big 12 media days is now all those media members are at the Intercontinental Hotel in Kansas City. It'd be interesting to see at night who Tom Osborne goes out and eats with. Because, you know, it's not Texas and the Lost Dodds. You know, they probably don't chum around together a lot. Who would he go out to eat with?
Probably orders room service. Dan Beebe speaking yesterday. And a lot of articles. Brian Christopherson has most of that. Lee Barfneck has it in the Omaha World Herald, talking about teams possibly leaving. And he didn't throw anybody under the bus, according to what I'm the transcripts that I'm reading. But I think everybody's in agreement, and a couple of the athletic directors, including Lou Perkins at Kansas, who has his own scandal with the basketball tickets, just kind of want to know what's going on. They want to know what's going on so that they can proceed. If the Big 12 is going to lose one or more teams, I think they want to know that so that they can proceed. And I think that the teams and the universities, whether it be Nebraska, whether it be Missouri, Colorado, somebody else, I think they would like to let them know as well. I don't think that there's anybody trying to pull punches here, but everybody's going to look out for their best interests, obviously.
Just because that's a great way to put it. Yeah, everybody's looking out for their best interest. Is there anything big? I bet when Dan Beebe took over as commissioner of the Big 12, I think, you know what, in the Big 12, people may have recognized him. But as far as a national figure, I don't think Jim Delaney took over the Big 10 and thought, everybody's going to know when they see a picture of me, I will stand out almost like the president does. Dan Beebe's everybody knows who Dan Beebe is now. And when we see him at Big 12 Media Days, always around, always very cordial to everybody come in encounters with. But
former guest of the show.
Oh, I mean, a big time, you know, but he was on our show.
Duh.
But seriously, when these guys took these positions, it was to run a conference, and really the Big 12 was set. Who would have thought people would be trying to leave for greener pastures? Would you think when you're in the Big 12 that the greener pastures of the Big 10?
Christmas, we were sure weren't thinking that. It wasn't even brought up. It wasn't even something that anybody was talking about. Well, after the bowl game, before anybody was talking about this.
Any time, though. You look at the Big Ten. What are you thinking when you think of the Big Ten? You think of a cloud of dust and somebody winning a football game 13-10. That sucks. Nobody wants that. You think of a basketball team? You think of
what are you talking about? Texas 13, Nebraska 12.
Wow.
ESPN college football's best game of the year.
I'm saying across the board, you get up and down the field, you play some football.
That's so much fun when I get to do that.
You know what?
So much fun.
You think of the Wisconsin Badgers winning basketball games, 43-38. I mean, that's when I think of the Big Ten.
Doc Sadler's fired up. Daddy, one team from the Big Ten making the baseball tournament, barely .500. You were right. Minnesota can't be good. Although the expectations wouldn't be as high. I don't know. We've talked about it. We've hashed it out. I think maybe the state should get to vote on it.
You know what direction they're voting. No doubt. Without knowing the financial aspects of the thing, which is supposed to be $15 million. What would we do with $15 million?
Which way?
We got $1 billion.
Which way?
We got $1 billion foundation. What
which
the hell
way?
Is $15 million more?
Which way? If there's no doubt, which way would the people of the state of Nebraska vote?
I think from the layman's, if you stay in the Big 12, it's a way better conference. I think that's everybody feels that.
Okay.
Everybody feels that way, I think.
All right.
So I just don't know, how much can you spend? We've got $1 billion foundation. Here's $15 million more. If you got $1 billion foundation, you're up or down $15 million, I'm guessing, in the market and wherever you get your money hedged. Daily, weekly, monthly. $15 million, big whoop.
You get more fireworks.
Well, that's true.
There you go.
Who doesn't have enough fireworks?
Well, it's about that time where the shack will be back and ready to go. A lot more to talk about here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Your thoughts on, fire off your emails to us. If we voted, how would you vote right now? Big 12, Big 10. I'm with you. I would vote Big 12. There's no doubt about it. Fire your emails to the Dead Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We got a lot more to talk about on the program as we are live at Ball Sports Bar and Grill. Stop by, join us for lunch today. And, of course, today's special, the hot roast beef with certified Angus. But, Daddy, there's so many more things here. If you don't want the hot roast beef today, they have so many more great items. Maybe you get the pizza. Maybe you get some wings.
I had a Reuben the last time I was here. Can't go wrong there. Any of the burgers are great.
A tall beverage anytime.
Well,
happy hour. Like, lasts forever.
Drink specials. All day, all night. Then we've got the Dynamite. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Whitey Richardson is going to join us. The Belmont odds are out. We're going to talk about Mission Impossible. We're going to talk about some of the memorabilia here. We're going to talk about those Cincinnati Reds being in first place. All that and more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Ball Sports Bar and Grill here in Grand Island. Come and join us for lunch today. We'll be right back.
Dirt. It's the enemy. Too much of it in your engine can shorten its life. Get more performance out of your engine with a Fram Extra Guard air filter, your first line of defense against dirt. Change to the air filter that gives you 2 times the engine protection versus the average of leading standard retail brands. Fram, the dirt stops here. Based on Honeywell testing under ISO 50-11, visit Fram.com for details on Fram engine protection and to get $2 off a Fram Extra Guard air filter by mail through October 31st, 2010.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Well, cloudy skies for your Wednesday. Chance for scattered showers and storms early. 75 for a high. 54 for a low tonight. Partly to mostly cloudy skies. Blend of clouds and sun for Thursday. I'm meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, it is 63.
And welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on this Wednesday, live on location from, Whitey Richardson's place, Ball Sports Bar and Grill. Check out more information, become a Facebook friend, or go to the website, ballsportsbar.com. And remember, that's spelled B-A-L-Z, ballsportsbar.com. Well, Icebox have been made the 3-1 favorite for Saturday's Million Dollar Belmont. Finished second in the Derby, skipped the Preakness. It'll leave from number 5 for trainer Nick Zito, be ridden by Jose Lescano. Wait a minute, didn't he used to play shortstop for the Cubs?
I was going to say, I think of Buddy Biancolano.
This guy, you know. Anyway, a field of 12 3-year-olds has been entered for the final leg. Neither Derby winner, Super Saver, or the Preakness winner, looking at Lucky, are running in the mile and a half Belmont. First Dude, the runner-up of the Preakness, is the second choice at 7-2. Zito has a second Belmont starter in Dwyer winner Flydown, which is the third choice at 9-2. Now you've got Dave and Dixie, Drolsmeyer, Game On Dude. There's two dudes in here. Interactive, Make Music For Me, Spangled Star, Stately Victor, Stay Put, and Uptown Charlie Brown coming in this race as well. And Ed DeRosa from Thoroughbred Times is going to join us in just a little bit. But Daddy, one horse absent from the field that we were hoping to root for again is Mission Impossible.
Well, we're pissed about it, really. I mean, we wanted to see Mission Impossible get a chance to go the mile and a half. Whitey Richardson joins us to tell us why that did not happen.
Pletcher didn't, obviously, he makes all the calls for him, and he thought he was about 90% going into the Preakness. I think what he really wanted to do was run him in the Preakness, but he didn't want to run him if he wasn't 100%, and the Mission had only had 5 races before, so he's pretty lightly ran a horse. So he the Preakness was really the race he was shooting at, and when that fell through, I think he, I don't even think really the Belmont was in his picture. I think he thinks the mile and a half with a real sandy, deep surface would just take too much out of him. And I think what he's doing is he's pointing to a prep race. There's a grade three at Monmouth, like maybe the 19th or 20th of June, and then you've got the Iowa Derby, which is another grade three outside of Des Moines. I think that's June 26th. So I think he's looking for a prep race of one of those two, and then I think he's going to enter in the grade two West Virginia Derby, the grade one Jim Dandy, and I think the grade one Haskell. And the Haskell, I think, is what they're pointing at. But I believe you're going to enter in all three of them and kind of pick one and with leaning toward the Haskell. So I think that's what's going to happen.
A lot of moving around for the horse Mission Impossible. What's Whitey Richardson's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We talked with you right before the Derby. We talked with you after the Derby. Now that there's been some time for maybe some things to settle down, what's been going on in the owner's camp here with the horse?
I'm just waiting. Waiting for the next one, trying to figure out where the next one's going to be. But the main thing is he came out of the Derby. He's healthy. He's been working good. And Pletcher thinks he's going to be a much better four-year-old than he was as a three-year-old. So, you know, that's kind of exciting, too, to think he's going to get better. He's going to have to move forward and get better if he's going to be able to compete in a few of these races come in early August.
Why is that one big concern when you get in a 20-horse field, all the jockey and the bump and the grind and the mud getting thrown and the scratching and the clawing and the cuts that are on these horses coming out healthy is a huge concern entering that race.
Keeping these horses healthy is priority number one, no doubt about it. You can't win them if you're not running them. So, but yeah, he got banged around. He actually, the Derby was a weird race because I kind of felt like with his tactical speed that he'd be able to get out and at least turn that 20 horse field into about a 9-10 horse field, thinking that he'd be able to get on the top 10 coming out of the gate. And I think he actually was third before he hit the turn, and then I think they tried to settle him back a little bit too early. I wish we would have ran him around the turn and established that position right there and then try to get him to relax on the backside. But, you know, ifs and buts and all that. But then he kind of got knocked back to about 6th, 7th. He actually on the backside was right on the outside of Super Saver, who was on head the rail. And when they took off on the backside, and I was obviously that's who I was watching, was us. And right away on the backside, I said, boy, it looked like he's running easy. And I said, he's moving, and Super Saver is moving, too. It looked like they moved together. Super Saver got the rail. We ran up behind a couple horses, and Rahiv waited. Then he tried to duck into the rail. And if you watch the replay from above, that's when Mission got banged into the rail. And it almost looked like he bled to me for a minute, the way he just kind of backed up. And then I thought he caught his stride again and finished ninth, which is respectable. But, yeah, you only get one shot at the Derby, and you just want a clean trip. If you get a clean trip and you run fifth, eighth, whatever you run, at least it's easier to live with. But, you know, I wish we'd have got a cleaner trip, but we didn't. And there's probably 19 other horses that are saying the same thing. You know, I mean, that's the Derby.
We're here at Ball Sports Bar and Grill. Come join us for lunch, the Doug and Daddy Show here in Grand Island, talking to the owner, Whitey Richardson, about his horse, Mission Impossible. He's co-owner of that horse, of course. And from a standpoint, Todd Pletcher has a lot of horses he was concentrating on. He's got one here, an Interactive, so he's staying real busy. What's it like working with a guy who's got so many choices? You got one horse, he's got a bunch.
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, obviously, Todd communicates with Randy and Kim Gillette, who run Twin Creeks Farm. So I just basically get emails and tell me where he's going to run, what's going on with him and the other four also. I mean, so anytime somebody's running, we get notification probably a week to two ahead and make plans accordingly. But usually, we had Funny Feeling, who just won a huge $100,000 stakes race for us, who's also in our little group. She won the Just Smashing Stakes on Monday at Monmouth, and she's going to actually run on July 4th in a grade one at Belmont, 6 furlongs on the dirt. And she's a nice filly out of Distorted Humor. So, I mean, there's others that we're watching, and the neat thing about it, you're kind of looking at their half sisters, half brothers. You're kind of looking at the whole big picture because that adds value to your horses. So you're looking, like I know this week one of their half sisters is running that I've got some interest in. So I mean, you're kind of rooting for them, to win, because if they win now, all of a sudden our half sister's a grade one winner or whatever, whatever. So it kind of just goes and goes. So it kind of makes it fun. So instead of really watching five, you're kind of watching 20. Little action. You like that.
I do love action. You know, and that's one thing about, you know, people say about horse racing, you know, when you're following these horses, well, they're 20 minutes apart. Well, when you're following the simulcast and everything they got going on at Fonder Park, what a great venue. Go out and check out the horse race. Had a great Monday card, by the way. Memorial Day.
You were out there?
No, but I just the card, you know, I know a lot of people that did go down to the races,
right,
to see that card. And a lot of, you know, anytime we get Labor Day, Memorial Day, and those President Days, they race, you know, have big races, and the, you know, the bigger tracks really get a crowd for that.
Well, Ed DeRosa from Thoroughbred Times is going to join us in a little bit to kind of break down the Belmont Field. You got any thought on? Have you looked at it?
No, I haven't. I was kind of, is it Stay Put, who's 20-1, maybe the 10 hole?
I think he's ran a couple times on that surface, and it looked like he's handled it pretty well. So I kind of want to throw him in, but it looks like the favorite's going to be the Icebox, going to be tough to beat, I think.
Well, that was my horse to win the Derby, and I saw Sorry About Mission, but I thought by the way he came from behind and another two, maybe a jump and a quarter. I think he'd have went by a Super Saver, but I think Icebox certainly the one to beat and the well-deserving favorite. Does it kill the Belmont when looking at Lucky's not there, Super Saver's not? I mean,
I know. I've read a lot about it. It sounds like from they'd know a whole lot more than I would, but it sounds like from reading articles and stuff on Daily Racing Form and everything that it'll hurt their purse maybe as much as $3 to $4 million just because those two or one of them aren't in it. So, yeah, I mean, obviously I'm sure they were hoping both of them, if not at least one of them, would be there.
We've got to have one of them in, Daddy, so they're the favorite, and then they don't hit the board, and then we're all happy.
There you go.
That's not going to happen this time around.
You know, the sport's so hungry for that Triple Crown winner again. It's eluded it for so long. You
it's
almost
like rooting for the Cubs.
Well, it is.
If it ever does happen, you're going to go, oh.
it's almost, my point is, if you got the most money and you're the favorite heading in the Derby, let him pick the post position. If you win the Derby, let the winner of the Derby pick your post position in the Preakness. Give that a little extra edge to add to the intrigue and add. I don't know if it'd work or not. They'd probably screw themselves out of. Give us a six.
You have given some thought to that.
It's a good idea.
Then it comes down to Belmont. I think you're going for it. You're going to be where you want to be. There should be an advantage to being the favorite and having that horse. It shouldn't be, well, we're going to draw you out of a 13. I mean, oh, 13. Lucky you.
Yeah. You know what, Whitey? It just occurred to me. Daddy had another good thought. Where are we? The bar. Obviously, where he does a lot of his great thinking here at Ball Sports Bar and Grill. I do want to touch on that a little bit because we've had you on. People know about the bar. People have been here. I think about everybody has been here at least once. Where did you come up with the idea here? I mean, this is – how long have you been here? It's been a long time.
97.
Yeah.
Actually – what kind of got me on it was when I got done playing, really, I might have still been playing, but I was collecting memorabilia the whole time I was playing. I kind of got the idea from Paul O'Neill, who I played with the Reds. And Paul was a big collector, and so everywhere we'd go, he'd always get a couple bats, so I'd grab a couple bats. And before you know it, you get a lot of memorabilia. And then my wife was basically, we were building a house, and she was like, you've got to do something with this memorabilia, but it's not going in our house. So,
memorabilia house.
Yeah, so that kind of got me going. So I was looking out here by the mall on 281, and it just worked out. It's been a good thing.
What about the newer stuff? Because I know we've talked a little bit about all the baseball stuff. What about the non-baseball memorabilia?
Oh, there's some neat. I'm looking at it right here, it's the 1961 Yankees signed by the great majority, at least all their stars, which is kind of a neat thing. The Secretariat went in by 31 lengths, which I think is kind of unique because you never really see a picture of a horse with an autograph, which is obviously autographed by the jockey. The Nicklaus with Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods was a hard guy for me to get. He was busy, obviously, but he was a hard.
I was at a Perkins. He was sitting there having a little breakfast.
That was a hard. I mean, he was just so expensive that I just kept kind of waiting and waiting. But we got a nice one with him and Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer, and then we added a couple more to him. But I think to me the 1980 and I got one over there too. There's two of them with the Miracle on Ice. Another one that was a difficult one to get. But kept kind of staying on it. I actually was bidding on this one that you're looking at, and then a better one came up that I bid on, and I ended up getting getting both of them. I got those actually on eBay. But then I found a guy out of Minneapolis, and he gave me, well, I didn't give me, but that's where I found, the one
acquired
with George Bush Sr. getting his letter on Letter Day from Babe Ruth, autographed by George Bush Sr. And that was, I thought, just such a unique one. Then probably my favorite one is the Mickey Mantle one wearing number 6, where I think on 5-1 of 1951 he hit his first major league home run, autographed by Mickey Mantle, number 6, which everybody knows Mickey Mantle made 7 famous. And the guy on deck when he's crossing home plate was wearing number 7, Randy Crumpert, who got sent down to AAA after that game. Mantle then took number 7, and the rest is history. I think he hit 500.
Oh, hell, we all know Randy.
Home, yeah.
He's the drummer for the original Beatles, right?
Yeah. So, and then Mantle went on to hit 530-some home runs wearing number 30, but he actually hit his first one, his major league debut, wearing number 6.
How does the trade go on when you're in the clubhouse? You just ask for it and you receive these bats?
Yeah, because basically, like example, when you're with the Red Sox, if you're playing, well, the Orioles, that's a perfect example. You would send your club, you'd give him a list. Everybody would have a list of what they wanted, like autograph ball from Ripken or whatever. And then we would send balls over to them, and then they would request, do the same thing. You obviously, I didn't spend any time signing balls for the other teams, but a guy like your stars, like with us, would have been like with Tony Pena, Roger Clemens, Greenwell. Those guys would sign balls for the other team. So it was just a trade. And actually, when I ran into Ripken at the Derby, when my daughter was stalking him, trying to get a picture with him, I walked by. I was going up to bed, and I asked, I said, Megan, I go, who are you waiting for? Well, who are you chasing down? And she goes, Cal Ripken. He's in the bathroom. So I went in there, and every time I went to the bathroom, there seemed like there was a ton of people, but this time there was nobody in there. And I started talking to him, and I didn't, and he remembered me, I think partly because we played the same position, but I don't know if you remember, but you gave me a couple bats. He used P-72s. And then about a week later, I think you gave me 2 or 3 more. He goes, yeah, I remember you broke them real quick or something. Well, actually, I really didn't break them. I kept them, told him I broke them, and got 3 more. So I ended up with 5 Cal Ripken Jr. bats. And I actually traded 3 of those bats for different memorabilia in here. Guys that had a whole bunch of, like, football or certain memorabilia, that I was trading them a Ripken bat for different stuff. So that's kind of helped me acquire some of this stuff.
What?
I didn't tell him the whole story. I just
that's usually the way it works.
Well, he's a listener here to the Doug and Daddy Show. You
can email Cal emailing in right now. Whitey Richardson joins us. What do you still follow religiously Major League Baseball, or do you see that the Reds are in the lead, so you take a look at what's going on, or how does that go, I guess, from an ex-player standpoint?
My daughter's actually, my oldest, more than anybody, likes to watch games. And so, like, especially at the Red Sox. If the Red Sox are playing, she'll watch. And then my youngest, both my two younger girls are kind of into them, too. And, again, if the Red Sox, they'll watch more than others. Or if the Yankees, because they don't like the Yankees.
Well, there we go. We love your daughters.
And so that's really about it. But highlights, ESPN, that's basically what I'm watching. And I guess we probably pull for the Red Sox. I pull for the Cubs, like the whole world, and the Royals, because you feel sorry for them.
Yep. Yes, we do.
Winner last night.
Winner. Torrey Hunter misplay a ball in center field, something you don't see very often.
Wow.
Ball over his head.
How unfortunate.
How do you end up in Louisiana out of Grand Island?
Well, actually, I went to Arkansas at Little Rock my freshman year, and I went there. I was just basically trying to get somewhere where it was warmer weather, smaller Division I school. I thought I could play right away, and that's kind of what got me to Arkansas. And how Steve Ward, who was older than I am, Steve Ward played Legion ball here at Home Federal. He went into a junior college, I think, at Cloud County, and then he went to Arkansas at Little Rock, and that's kind of what got me there. And then their coach was leaving Arkansas at Little Rock after my freshman year, and he was going to Arkansas. And so I was going to get a release, and that's kind of what I thought I would do, is just probably just go to Arkansas my sophomore year. And then I went to Louisiana Tech, which had been our last 3 games of the year. And a kid named Toby Schwartz, I played second, third, and short my freshman year. Toby Schwartz, who was a 5th rounder the year before, came back for his senior year. I don't know why he did. He shouldn't have. But he actually got hurt like the first inning of that series, so I got to play all 3 games. And I think we turned like 14 double plays in a 3-game series. and Steve Ward was playing third, talking to Coach Patterson, who was the head coach of Louisiana Tech, and he was saying, yeah, he was asking about me, and he goes, I think he's going to transfer. He might go to Arkansas because he's going to get his release. And then he, afterwards, he said, hey, will you have him come over? So after the game, I showered, and I went over into their dugout, and I was kind of talking to him, and the rest is history. He gave me a good deal. I loved the campus. I loved the field, the weather, and I basically just wanted to play somewhere where it was warm. Obviously, when I went to college, Nebraska wasn't Nebraska. Right. Nebraska was more like they are now, toward the bottom. So it wasn't like they were like 4 or 5 years ago, where it was packing the place and great facilities. Buck Belcher wasn't very nice. So it was, a little easier leaving Nebraska than it would be now.
Well, Whitey, we're going to talk to Tino Martinez here in just a little bit. Baseball still seems to be going strong here in Grand Island, too.
Tino does a great job, no doubt about it. We've had good players come up here for a long time. Before I ever started playing, we've always had a great program here, and a lot of it's because we've always had great coaches.
Why do you like the high school baseball? You came from an era where they didn't have high school baseball.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think when I was here, or when I was in school, I think we had track, and that might have been the only option in the spring. You're going to deal with bad weather, but shoot, if you're in Nebraska playing college, you can deal with bad weather. It's a nice option, and I don't know how many games they get in, 20, 25 maybe, but I think high school baseball is great. I go watch as many games as I can, but I think it obviously would help the Legion program too, because it gets those guys in shape quicker, and you don't have to worry about getting somebody's arm ready so late. And, oh, we're looking at highlights.
Torrey Hunter chasing her to the wall there. Well, we are here at Ball Sports Bar and Grill. There's no problem finding some place to watch a little baseball, play a little keno, watch basketball. The French Open is going on. Nadal's currently on the screen there at Ball Sports Bar and Grill. The hot beef is the special of the day with the certified Angus beef. And Daddy, it looks like they have delivered some for you. So this would be a good time to take a break. Whitey, thanks for having us over. Always appreciate the chat.
You bet, guys. Thank you.
Whitey Richardson, not only the owner of Ball Sports Bar and Grill, but part owner of Mission Impossible, and talk a little baseball, talk a little horse racing, and a whole lot more. We're going to take a break, and we'll continue our baseball talk. Don't forget Ed DeRosa, Thoroughbred Times, coming up in our second hour. Also, Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com is going to join us on the program today to talk about what's going on with Big 12 meetings, expansion talk, and a whole lot more. So that's what's next here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to
newlyweds.
Hi, my husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Salon Pause brings you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch with the new Comfort Stretch Pain Relief Patch. Get relief from back pain, shoulder pain, or a stiff neck with a patch. The Salon Pause Pain Relief Patch is ultra-thin, ultra-flexible, and it's the only FDA-approved over-the-counter topical pain relief patch that goes right to the site of your pain. Try the new Salon Pause Comfort Stretch Pain Relief Patch today. Also try Salon Pause Arthritis Pain, available at major drugstores and local pharmacies.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The Courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the Courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The NBA Finals.
3-on-2, Danny Avenue drops it off, lays it up, lays it in.
The Stanley Cup Finals.
Charles with the puck, shoots and scores.
The four teams that kept us entertained all winter long square off for supremacy on the hardwood and the ice.
Congratulations to this extraordinary team and to the city.
Follow the battle for the Larry O'Brien Trophy and Lord Stanley's Cup. It's your playoff place. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Well, cloudy skies for your Wednesday. Chance for scattered showers and storms early. 75 for a high. 54 for a low tonight. Partly to mostly cloudy skies. Blend of clouds and sun for Thursday. I'm meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, it is 63.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Derek, this is just for you, live from Ball Sports Bar and Grill. Hold on, I'm going to breathe on the microphone. Oh, can you smell the great roast beef, the certified Angus, the gravy, the wings? I hope you can, because we had some during the break.
I'm jealous. Are you going to bring me some? Are you going to bring me some back to the station here?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We are going to make sure and bring you something back. It looks like Daddy's plate has just a little left on it for you.
No, I'm going to pass on that.
Ball Sports Bar and Grill, we're here until 1 o'clock today. Be sure and stop by and see us here in Grand Island, right next to the Conestoga Mall, where they have been since, as Whitey told us just a moment ago, since 1997. Daddy, outstanding. And, again, the hot beef is the special today for only $5.95. This is $5.95? What?
Yeah.
What?
Certainly get your money's worth.
Hold on.
It's excellent, It's excellent.
So
you're usually the hot beef guy. I'll be honest with you.
I love hot beef.
I not so much, but I'm telling you what, this is five-star excellent. Hey, you cannot go wrong.
When they say they're using the certified Angus, that's why it tastes so outstanding.
No brainer, too. Plus, they brought some wings over to go with it. So after we got the nice hot beef sandwich, which is just the perfect amount for lunch, now why not shove some hot wings down us? That should make us feel real great this afternoon.
Nice. I assume, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. I think we're supposed to ask Whitey about the snake at Valentine. I think the golf course is open. Well, what happened? Put that back on, and then Tino's going to join us here. Were you up at Valentine and saw things we don't like?
Yeah, who the heck sent that to you?
I got inside information.
Can't
here.
Be McGowan because it's noon and he gets massage at noon on Wednesday. But Hal, usually out of his manicure and pedicure by noon, so I bet you it's him on his way home from his pedicure. I tell you,
did you hit the ball where it wasn't supposed to be?
The course is beautiful at Perico. Man, you need.
We're actually having this guy on, I believe, in the next week.
You need to go play, and it's very affordable, but. They've got, I'm telling you, there was three or four snakes we saw on the fairway, and one of the balls that he hit so many balls in the trees and the jungle, it's crazy, but one of them got up there, and there was actually a rattler right by it, and, I mean, there's rattlesnakes in this stuff.
See, I don't need to be going there. I don't need to be finding that
stay
stuff.
Stay in the fairway, and you're all right.
Well, I got no chance.
Sounds like they're there, too, though.
Well, yeah, but at least you can see them.
You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Glad to have you along with us here live at Ball Sports Bar and Grill. Come in and join pizza, the hot roast beef. Find out more with all the memorabilia they've got going on here. A lot of new stuff in, some golf, some Yankees memorabilia. Again,
again, you know how much I hate the Yankees, but this 1961 picture, really pretty cool. It's not just an action photo. It's got pretty much every main player up there. It looks like the graduating class from Brewster this year. You know, there's like 12 of them there. It's like the graduating class at Heartland Lutheran. There's like 12 of them there. You know, and it's all signed. But there's so much cool stuff in here, and the food is great. Ball Sports Bar and Grill. Where else would you go?
What's your favorite, Tino, at Balls?
The wings are usually my selection of choice there. So.
Well, they are very, very good, and we're going to imbibe in some of those unless Daddy gnaws off my fingers trying to get to some. But Tino Martinez joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, who we have for a variety of different times throughout the year, but it's baseball time, and Grand Island Home Federal has gotten their season underway, and they are at home tonight taking on Norfolk. And, Tino, welcome. Thanks for coming over and spending a little time with us. I know it's early on in the season, but the impressions of your team so far, what do you think you've done here in the first handful of games?
Well, you know, we've been pleased with the start we had, even though we're 3-2. We're going through some injuries that we're trying to work through, so we're asking some kids to do some different things that maybe they didn't think they would do early on. So if we can survive this next 2 or 3 weeks, I feel like the makeup of our team, we got some good young players who have really stepped up here in the early going and look like they're going to be able to be successful for us.
Tino, everything starts with pitching. That's something Grand Island's had, that mainstay. You've had that number one guy the last name the number of years. Do you have that number one guy again?
Yeah, we got a couple guys, I think, that are going to be able to fill that role. Now, they might fill that role in a little bit different of a way than maybe like a Cash Kalkowski or Johnny Dorn has. A.J. Fruchtel, he's a left-hander who's very effective from the left side, can move the ball in and out, has a nice changeup, but it's not going to overpower you like some of our other players, pitchers in the past. Gavin Forsberg and J.P. Frankie are also going to be at the top of that rotation with Chase Golzus. You know, we might do it by committee more so this year than we have in the past, but, you know, I definitely have a lot of confidence in those guys up there that are going to be taking those innings up.
Tino Martinez is here on the Doug and Daddy Show, head coach of the seniors at Home Federal. Tino, people look at maybe the high school season and see this was a drop-off from what they've been able to do for so long. Is, I guess, carry that over. Is it the same group of kids as it usually is? And how do you get things turned around maybe from a mental aspect there?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of the same players. You know, we do have some track kids that ran track this year you know, in an odd sort of a way, it's been the first year that we've had some track kids that didn't play baseball in the spring. So, you know, those guys have been big additions to it. Will Bombsberger plays center field, and he ran track, was actually on the 4x4 gold medalist.
Yeah.
So Sam Foltz, you know, we were expecting big things out of him, but he tore hip flexor muscle and is in the 400-yard open run at state track meet. So, you know, we had those two kids coming out of track. We had Nathan Zook come back from college. He's a Legion baby. Derek Papstein, who's a Legion baby. So we have 5 or 6 different faces on our team. Maybe they had in the spring. So we think those guys are big additions. So hopefully, you know, we can, you know, like you said, change the mental confidence side of it and get them going here a little bit.
Tino, when you look at the league as far as, you know, it's always set, you know, you got to set your pitching up. You guys play so many doubleheaders, but you still got to keep your pitching going for the league. Kearney was coming off the back-to-back-to-back state titles that Arch had down there. They look to be the front runner this year.
You know, I think if you're looking at the west half of the Cornhusker League, you it probably has a east and west half as a whole. Yeah, I think you've got to pinpoint Kearney as probably the favorite. Just, you know, they get Chandler Clutie back. I think maybe one or two other kids. We haven't played him yet, so I haven't really looked at the roster. But I know Chandler Clutie is going to be a big name in there, given what he's done in the past and at UNK this spring, and then moving all those kids up from those successful teams down there with Post 52 is going to be they're going to be very tough to overcome. But yeah, I would say that you know, Southwest, Southeast, those people in the East are going to be tough too. So. You know, we're just going to see what we can do and hopefully end up somewhere in the thick of it at the end.
You got Norfolk coming in tonight for a doubleheader. What do you know about them? What are you expecting out of the two games this evening?
Well, I don't know a lot about them. You know, I talked to Sponge a little bit over the weekend down at Omaha, but, you know, I kind of paid attention to them a little bit in the spring. They had a little rough go of it. I don't know if they got any Legion babies back or anybody that's going to help them, or from maybe Norfolk Catholic from the school up there. So, you know, it'll be a little bit unknown going into it, but, you know, we have some things, you know, if we can take care of the things that we can control today is on the mound, play defense behind whoever we go with, you know, I think we'll be okay.
Looks like you got some nice weather, too.
Yeah, you know, it's I heard you guys talking with Whitey about the weather in the spring right before I came on, and, you know, sometimes in the summer it gets to the opposite with the wind and the heat, so... But we've lucked out here. I think we avoided a couple storms yesterday, and field's in good shape, so should have a good day to play doubleheader.
I'll follow that up. Does the high school baseball, from your standpoint, give you guys a jump start?
Well, I think it definitely does. When you you look at the pitchers, you know, there's many more innings long. You know, the hitters. It's been my experience when I coached with the Grand Island Senior High Spring team for the first 2 years, and then watching them here the last four or five. You know, it takes the hitters a little longer, I think, to catch up. The pitchers seem to, you know, be ahead of the hitting early on in the spring, and then the, kind of at the end they kind of catch up to one another. But, you know, it's helped us as far as pitching and just getting that many more innings and games underneath their belt. So it's been a good addition.
Tina Martinez is with us for just another minute. Coach at Home Federal, which is the big boy, A guys, and I think whether it's the proper terminology, there's the AB, there's the A team and the B team. And Grand Island, again, has the complete two juniors and two seniors, and I know Hastings is still at three. Carney's been struggling a little bit, but they've got all four. But you guys had been missing a team here, I think, the last two seasons, at least last year, I know. Does that mean there's just more kids around? Does it mean there's more interest? Is it pointed the right way again?
Yeah, I think we got it going back in the right direction. We last year was the only year weren't able to field all four teams, and you know, it's been close the previous couple years to that, but. Yeah, I think we had a little bit more interest, at least at the senior level. You know, at the midget level, or the juniors, it's called now. It's
midget.
It's still fine. That's what I call them. You know, it's been fine, but you know, at the senior level, we've been having it taper off, and so you know, we're hoping that we got it pointed back in the right direction. We did some different things with the schedule. We're only they're not going to play in the district tournament. They're only going to play 20 games. So you know, we're going to see if that keeps kids out. You know, a lot of kids want to work. A lot of kids have.
Yeah.
Other sports they're committed to all summer long, and so we're going to give it a go this year. We got a good coach, Ryan Hansen, has done a great job with them. So we're hoping to you know, keep that going.
You know, you got to move anybody? You expect to move anybody up or up to that team that's playing awfully well? Is that an option?
It's an option. At this point, you know, I think you know, we'll hold steady with the rosters as are, but you know. We're only an injury away being down to 9 or 10 healthy ones.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, I know Sponge actually had to pull a kid up from post 52, he said last week for the weekend. So, cause he's got some injury problems he's going through too. So
you'll be getting these kids back though, or are these season long?
One kid's out for the season. Sam Fultz will be out for the season. Most likely, you know, the early indications are 2 months, but the other two, hoping to get back in the next couple, 2 or 3 weeks.
Tino Martinez, before we let you go, Heartland Hoops Classic. I know when we last talked every February, you've already got a lot of teams lined up. Any new news here over the last couple months?
Not new news. I got the schedule full. We got 8 games this year. We've done 7 every other day. We're going to do 8. So, you know, we got a couple new teams in, Norfolk Catholic, Pierce, Sutton. We're going to have Sutton come down and play Pierce this year. So Sandy Creek and Centura are going to play. A couple of good friends of mine at both those schools. So we're going to keep those guys in it. We're going to play Norfolk Catholic, so that should be a good game. Grand Island Senior High is back in it, which, you know, that's, you know, we've tried for a couple of years to match them up with somebody, but we're finally able to do it. So Grand Island Senior High will be back. So it should be a great day. As always, I'm, you know, excited about it and looking forward to it already, but a good day.
Do you ever think it'd be the success that it was early on? Early on, you're just thinking, would somebody please call me back?
Yeah, you know, the first year was definitely tough. You know, I had to convince people, you know, that the Heartland Event Center is a state-of-the-art facility. It's a beautiful place to hold
Absolutely.
Events. And, you know, so, and then I had to convince people to come to Grand Island.
You're a little sore dancing last night there with that concert going on.
Was there a concert in town?
Sticks, Foreigner, Kansas. You didn't go?
No.
I heard it was excellent.
Probably was excellent, here. Yeah.
Excellent, over 4,000.
They got practice. It's all practice. It's every night.
We did practice. I didn't even have time to read the paper.
Well, Tina, we'll let you get back over to the work site, and we sure appreciate you stopping by and giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show today.
Oh, thanks for having me. It was great.
Tina Martinez, head coach at Grand Island Home Federal, joining us here live at Ball Sports Bar and Grill over the lunch hour. And we are here until 1 o'clock today. So stop by, join us for lunch. Again, the hot roast beef, which we've been munching on during the break, is outstanding. Made with certified Angus, which takes it over the top. The wings, the pizza, it's all here. And a great menu for you. And, of course, Daddy's favorite, happy hour, Tuesday through Thursday from 3 to 6 and 10 to close with great food and drink specials, whether it's appetizers or an ice-cold one, as you have. I mean, it is June. Even though the temperature was 60 degrees when we rolled into town this morning, it is June. It will be warm, and this is a great place to stop by and enjoy Ball Sports Bar and Grill. Now, when we come back after this market break at the top of the hour, we will be hearing from our friend at ESPN.com, blogger, as he is going to be joining us from Big 12 meetings going on. Adam Rittenberg is going to join us. So that's coming up, and we hope you will join us for lunch here at Ball Sports Bar and Grill, just on the west side of the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island. As always, on the road for a couple of hours. We'll be here till 1. Stop by and see us, say hi, grab a T-shirt, enjoy lunch. And when we come back, we'll join from ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, after this.
Mid-America Market Information.
For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm John Runyon. Here's a look at your market update at this hour. Grains are mostly higher right now, but just by a fraction as far as corn is concerned. That's up a fraction of a penny at 354.5 for July. Of course, the crop progress report did come out late yesterday afternoon, and USDA has pegged the corn crop at 76% good to excellent. That's near the historic high for this date. Market has been supported this morning by some short covering, though. And it looks like a crude oil market has moved higher as well. In fact, it's up a nice triple-digit gain there. So a positive sign on that side of the market for corn, helping it at least get stable pricing. Soybeans up 4 at 9.36 for July. Soybean meal's up 1 at 2.70 for July. And soybean oil's up 23 cents at 37.75 for July. So as far as their progress report is concerned, it looks like they were near trade expectations, about 74% completed for the planting. But now there's talk that there could be some rain this week in the Midwest. That may end up slowing some progress. Other than that, it looks like the weather's been pretty decent. Kansas City wheat is now slipped a little bit. It's down a fraction of a penny, 477.5 for July. Dollar index is continuing to show some strength today, and the Dow has rallied as well. So a positive sign as far as the Dow showing some strength, that may help out in the grains overall. Moving over to the Mercantile Exchange and take a look at the cattle futures. Of course, cash cattle, keeping an eye on that and hoping to see some strength today. They did get that in the live cattle sector. In fact, it's up $1.15 at $91.95 for June. Feeder cattle's up 37 cents at $109.85 for August. For September, it's up 35 cents at $109.25. Lean hogs are breaking even so far today at $81.40 for June. Switching to energy, as mentioned, crude oil up $1.20 at $73.78. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm John Runyon.
Once again, it's time to talk to Mark Stock of Stock Auction and BigIron.com. Mark, you have a big auction coming up on June 9th, which is a Wednesday. Let's talk about it.
Well, we've got the very nice equipment selling to the highest online internet bidder. 230-some items are selling. Folks, if you're looking for a 1975 Cessna 172M airplane, you need to check it out. We've got 16-row 30 cultivators. We've got a 1989 GMC 7000 grain truck. We've got a couple Peterbilt 377 day cab semi-truck tractors. We've got harvester equipment. If you're looking for a super sharp John Deere 3975 forage harvester, there's a 2007 model with low acres being sold to the highest bidder on BigIron.com. And as always, there are no buyer's premiums. We encourage you to go check out the equipment, contact the sellers, because their names and their phone numbers are listed with every item. It's all available on BigIron.com. Closing out here on June the 9th, first item here at 10 o'clock in the morning.
More details online, BigIron.com.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Stadler carries everything you need to keep the job running smooth, from Kraus tillage tools to three-point blades and box scrapers. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Remember to bring in your meter units and have them tested before you need them again.
hanging with us is like spending an afternoon at the pool with your buddies, only without the water and women in bathing suits.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
O'Malley's is the spot for good times.
Wow, that's a great bar.
Every Wednesday at O'Malley's is Burger Night. You get $2 burgers, $1.50 fries, and $1.50 draws from 5 to 8:30.
Wow, that's a great bar.
So enjoy Burger Night tonight at O'Malley's. Just call it their form of a stimulus package.
Wow, that's a great bar.
Come down and enjoy happy hour after golf and say hi to Bethany and Shannon this Wednesday at O'Malley's on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
Wow, that's a great bar.
And the Doug and Daddy Show back with you on location today at Ball Sports Bar and Grill in Grand Island. Come out and join us for a little bit of lunch today, a little chat as we continue on in this first week of June. And they always say, well, there's nothing to talk about when it gets this part of the season. It's kind of a lazy time of year. NBA playoffs get going tomorrow in the championship. NHL continues. But, Daddy, there's always something going on, and the Big 12 meetings are continuing in Kansas City. And the Commissioner Dan Beebe, as we talked about, spoke yesterday, and I don't know what he really said, if he said anything that was earth-shattering, but everybody wants to know what's next. And this television contract, we now finally see that maybe there's a new date. Next April is when the television contracts come up again, and now they're saying we may not know anything till then.
Well, we know very little, Doug, but we go to people that do know something, and that's why we have a few listeners out there. And Adam Rittenberg joins us from ESPN.com. He is a blogger and college football reporter. Adam's been following the story, I don't know for how long, but he's got the information down to say he knows what's going to happen. Adam, good morning, and welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. And what's going to happen?
Yeah, I wish I knew. I mean, obviously there's some possibilities out there. Big Ten is considering a bunch of schools. They're taking their time. That, you know, they put out a statement in December, said that it would take 12 to 18 months to go through what they call a study, and they're only in about, you know, month six of that right now. So they're still in the information gathering stage. They don't want to act on anyone else's timetable. But I would, you know, everything I've been told around the league is something will happen. Just it's a matter of you know, how many teams and who the teams are going to be.
Adam, what is some of this information that they're looking for? I mean, if we already know that they're interested in a couple of teams like Nebraska and Missouri, what other information could they be wanting to ascertain from other schools or from those two schools?
Well, I think one thing that they're doing before, you know, I'm sure there's been some informal talks with some schools, but one thing that they're doing is to look at expansion in the past. When I was with Jim Delaney at the Big Ten spring meetings, he kept talking about, it almost felt like a history lecture of expansion in college sports, going through, you know, this expansion from the ACC and this one from, you know, the SEC, and then even smaller leagues, the Ohio Valley and other places that he'd had a connection to. And they want to do expansion the right way. And I think it's kind of a struggle because you're probably going to have some disappointed people and potentially some, you know, catastrophic results, as people have been saying in the media. But they really want to try to limit as much damage as possible and do expansion maybe a better way than, say, the ACC did a few years ago with the Big East.
Adam, and being around Jim Delaney, what is he like as a person? Everybody in the Big 12 or everybody around Nebraska thinks, well, here's a power-hungry guy who wants to take over the world, egomaniacal, you know, on and on and on. Is he that way?
You know, I like Jim. He's a smart guy, and you know, a lot of times he comes off as arrogant. But I enjoy kind of the you know, going back and forth with him, playing some mind games. You know, he's a very, very sharp guy. You know, for a league that's kind of perceived as being set in its ways and very traditional and resistant to change, he's actually done a lot as far as you know, bringing replay to the Big Ten, starting the Big Ten Network, a project that was doubted a lot at the beginning and it's turned out to be pretty successful. He definitely has an ego. He definitely wants to make his mark on college sports in the Big Ten. But you know, he's a very, very sharp guy, and you know, I think oftentimes that's perceived as being arrogant. Obviously, his views on the BCS have been well publicized, and he's seen as the, you know, the biggest roadblock towards that. But overall, he is a guy that has plans. He spends a lot of time thinking about expansion, and you just have to think that he wouldn't go through all this without doing something.
Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com, big blogger for the Big 12. He has covered the Big 10. He joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Adam, we can't get past the Big 12 or the Big 10 television contract. So getting past the Big 10 television contract, What are the pluses and minuses for a Nebraska or a Missouri staying in the Big 12 or going to the Big 10 in your eyes?
You mean outside of the $10 to $15 million they're going to make by joining the Big Ten?
If they're trying to ascertain, and I use that word again, more information, I have to assume that they're looking a little bit past, yes, all that money. Are there some glaring other pluses or minuses?
Yeah, well, I think for both of those teams, there are some built-in rivalries, which helps. I think rivalries are the one thing that people say will really get squandered or put cast aside with all this expansion. And in the case of Nebraska and Missouri, although they would lose some rivals in the Big 12 for sure and be hard to maintain the same type of intensity, they would gain some in the Big 10. You know, Missouri already plays Illinois every year in football and men's basketball. That would continue, and obviously on a more frequent basis in basketball. And then Nebraska, I think, would have a great rivalry with Iowa. And then you'd have potential for more rivalries. I mean, any time Nebraska would play Michigan or Ohio State or Penn State, it would be a national game, a game that would really move the needle. And I think that's what makes Nebraska so appealing for the Big Ten. I also think Missouri would have a rivalry there with Iowa, you know, just north of Columbia. So it makes a lot of sense for those two schools. You know, there's some travel difficulties going from Lincoln, Nebraska to State College is not close, but they're already traveling to Austin. I don't think there's that much of a difference as far as travel goes. I mean, there's obviously some drawbacks to joining a new league, but I think there's certainly more pluses than minuses for those two schools.
Adam, we sit here and talk sports every day here on the Doug and Daddy Show and talk shows all across the nation, talk sports. How much of academia is figured in, if any, to this deal?
That was one of the big messages I got across. I received at the Big 10 spring meetings, and academics really do matter here. Obviously, money matters. TV markets matter as well, but the Big Ten isn't just going to add anyone, and they really did make a big deal, Jim Delaney especially, about AAU membership. Now, we do know the last school the Big Ten publicly pursued was Notre Dame, which is not an AAU member, and I think that there would be an exception made for Notre Dame. But other than that, I think they want a school that is an AAU member, does have a strong research-based programs and graduate programs. And I think certainly Nebraska and Missouri would qualify, as would some other Big 12 schools and some Big East schools. But some of the suggestions that have been thrown out there, especially, you know, schools from the SEC, some of the Big East schools that are mentioned, just don't match up with the Big Ten wants from that perspective. Remember, guys, these decisions ultimately are made by academics, by university presidents, and by chancellors. And so to say this is completely not about academics, I think, would be kind of not seeing the situation correctly.
Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com has joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we talk about the Big Ten meetings that have passed, the Big 12 meetings that are going on right now. Commissioner Dan Beebe spoke yesterday. Adam, what did you think about what he had to say?
Yeah, I'm just actually looking over some of his comments now. Obviously, he wants answers. I don't blame him. He wants to know who's in and who's out and where their league is going. Putting that April deadline, you know, given the TV contract, was somewhat interesting, although I think the Big Ten will have a decision made most likely before then, so I don't think there's going to be some down-to-the-wire thing with any potential Big 12 schools joining the Big Ten. But, yeah, he's in a rough position. Listen, I read an interview with Gene Smith, the Ohio State Athletic Director, yesterday, and he said when he was in the Big 12, he was part of that decision made to make the revenue unequal, to do unequal revenue sharing, and he said it was the wrong decision. And I think that's still what's getting the Big 12 right now, is that it's so hard to keep your teams when they could go to a league where they're gonna make the same amount of money as everyone else, regardless of whether they're on national TV or not. And that's still the big, big stumbling block for Dan Beebe. I don't know how he's gonna fix it or what he's prepared to offer his teams, but I just, money-wise, it's going to be very, very hard to match what the Big Ten has to offer.
Adam, I think in a lot of people's minds, at least from a Nebraska perspective, I don't know if you've ever stepped back and looked at, well, from Nebraska's point of view, if you do, though, I think Nebraska, maybe the reason they look at doing something is so they don't get stuck out with Iowa State, Kansas State, and maybe in Oklahoma State, a Colorado, and then South Dakota as the Great Eight Plains Division.
Yeah, for any Big 12 North school, I don't blame them. I mean, just look at where the power balance in that league is right now. The power in that league has gone to the South, just from any outside perspective, with Texas joining the league. And most people would say too much revolves around Texas. I know a lot of Nebraska fans feel that way. So why why stay in that situation when you can join a league where, you know, Indiana and Northwestern make the same amount of money as Michigan and Ohio State? To me, that's kind of a no-brainer, although you would sacrifice some rivalries. I just look at Nebraska, and, you know, the Oklahoma-Nebraska game used to be such a big deal, and now the key game in that league every year, at least from the outside, is Oklahoma and Texas. So, I rivalries are important, but I think, you know, survival and having the chance to grow yourself and grow your brand right now in this environment of college sports where there's so many sports and so many sports that cost money, to me, from a revenue perspective, it's a no-brainer.
Last minute here with Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com on the Doug and Daddy Show. Everybody we've chatted with about this topic here over the last month or two, we kind of finish up with this. What do you think is going to happen?
I was told throughout the spring from multiple people around the Big Ten that 14 or 16 were likely. I still think from attending the Big Ten spring meetings, it's likely they're going to make a push for one of the big fish, Notre Dame or Texas. But if those two don't work out, and it doesn't seem likely that either one will, I think there's a pretty good chance the Big Ten adds three teams. Five is still a little bit, it's hard for me to imagine that, but it's certainly in play. I think the three most likely additions, just from my perspective, would be Nebraska, Missouri, and Rutgers for various reasons. But again, this process is a long way from being done, and a lot could change from now until, when I've been told the fall or the early winter when things could really get moving with the Big Ten.
And Adam, for people that up in central Nebraska and around the Midwest that don't know anything about Rutgers, that's because of the revenue, the TV revenue of New York and New Jersey, correct?
For Rutgers, absolutely. I mean, they're not a team that is going to create a ton of attention just because they haven't had much success, but it gives the Big Ten a reason to be in that market with its cable network, and you put Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, maybe Nebraska there, it certainly has a chance, not necessarily guaranteed, but it has the chance to bring in a lot more revenue. That's why you bring in Rutgers.
Well, folks, you can check out his work online at ESPN.com. Adam Rittenberg covering the Big 12 in college football. Adam, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and keep up the great work.
Okay, guys, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you very much, Adam. I appreciate you joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk a little Big 12 and what's going on with the meetings. And, Tony, again, I think Adam has a lot of what the rest of us have talked about in just about every aspect. Again, I know it's strange to say what does the Big Ten have to offer besides all that money, but you've had a couple of, you know, interesting points about the money that Nebraska supposedly has. I think if it hasn't happened already, then there has to be some other things that they're looking at besides just this money issue.
Well, there has to be an announcement first of what these people want. Don't you have to ask something, and it has to be known what you're asking before a decision can be made?
Well, you would think so, but who are they asking, and why would anybody at Nebraska tell us what the discussions are? I mean, eventually somebody will let it leak. Somebody will give you some breaking news, but outside of that, why would they let you know?
Well, you're right, but who would know this? Perlman and Osborne, they'd be the only two that would know?
Well, Sip will know. We'll get a hold of Sip and Lee and Mitch and all those guys, and Bob Hamer, obviously, he'll know about it before anybody does. And we are at Ball Sports Bar and Grill. Bob's joined us here. We've got a whole lot of folks, and coming up still on the show, Ed DeRosa from Thoroughbred Times, because the post positions have come out, and we talked to Ed a little bit ago, before the post positions were drawn. We did talk to him this morning because he was going to be busy with the draw and everything that's going on at Thoroughbred Times, so we did catch up with that a little bit ago. But we'll talk with him before the program is over. As we are at Ball Sports Bar and Grill, still plenty of time to come out and enjoy lunch or stop by whenever. After golf, after an afternoon of golf, after league, after work, during the lunch, it's summertime. Maybe you're out with the guys working. Step in and enjoy some lunch today. The special today, the hot roast beef, which we put away during one of the breaks here. And, wow, outstanding. Absolutely outstanding with that certified Angus making that hot beef all the better. Then they've also had some wings. We've had some buffalo chicken pizza. And, Daddy, are you okay now?
Well, not yet.
That buffalo chicken kind of snuck up there on Daddy a little bit, and we hope that we don't lose him before the program's over today. So it's very tasty, very tasty, and they can make it in a variety of flavors for you as well. So stop by, enjoy the pizza, the special of the day. Every Tuesday, by the way, they have their smoked brisket and chicken, so you can't beat that.
on Tuesdays here at Ball Sports Bar and Grill. Check out their website, ballsportsbar.com, and remember that's spelled B-A-L-Z, ballsportsbar.com. Become a friend of theirs on Facebook, and they have over 5,000 friends already, just a few more than Daddy has, and do that at Ball's Sports Bar. We are going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. On the way, a little more sports talk on the local scene. And in the final half hour here, we're going to catch up with Ed DeRosa from Thoroughbred Times. That's coming up towards the end of the show. So stay with us. We're back with more from Ball Sports Bar and Grill in Grand Island after this.
The Motor City Boys are coming, and we're revved. Tigers Royals Weekend Series, Friday, June 4th through Sunday, June 6th, starts off with a bunch of bangs. Game time, 7:10 p.m. Friday, with the KC Sky Show after the action. It's a special effects, video, music, and mind-bending magic and fireworks spectacular. It's five times the length of a regular Fireworks Friday. Brought to you by Hy-Vee and Pepsi. Saturday, 6:10 p.m. is a Brett Saberhagen bobblehead giveaway for the first 20,000 fans, presented by Fox Sports Kansas City. Sunday's Tigers-Royals game starts at 1:10 p.m. It's Faith and Family Day with a post-game concert by Jeremy Camp. A Build-A-Polar Bear for the first 8,000 fans, 14 and under, presented by the Kansas City Zoo and the Sprint Fun Run, too. Fireworks, magic, music, and a whole lot more, June 4th, 5th, and 6th. For tickets, visit Royals.com. Call 1-800-6-ROYALS or visit your local Hy-Vee store.
The Second Amendment, one of the most threatened rights in our Constitution. At Old Market Firearms, we recognize the importance of the Second Amendment as essential to the Nebraska way of life. No matter what the season, Old Market Firearms is your source for all your sports shooting needs. In this uncertain political climate, their expert repair, service, and supply of handguns, shotguns, and rifles are a welcome reassurance. Old Market Firearms, 713 West 1st Street in Hastings. Old Market Firearms, right on target.
From my cold, dead hand.
Summer is fun, but with bug bites, you have to be careful for West Nile and Lyme disease. Ask your pharmacist at ABC Drug how to help fight insect bites. ABC Drug is your summer-soothing Health Mart headquarters. ABC now carries insulated picnic totes, complete with shatter-resistant plates and glasses, silverware, napkins, and salt and pepper shakers, with room to pack the meal. It's all you need for the perfect picnic. Only at ABC Drug and Gift, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drug Store.
Partial sunshine this afternoon. Chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms early with a high of 75. 54 for a low tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies. Blend of clouds and sun for Thursday. A meteorologist, Mandy Thaluber. Right now, it is 66.
And Doug and Danny with you live for Ball Sports Bar and Grill in Grand Island. Come out and join us. We're here until 1 o'clock. Outstanding place. TVs everywhere. Play pool, darts, whatever you want to do. That's why it's a sports bar, folks. It's got everything and more with the great memorabilia. It's hard to explain on the radio. We've talked about it a little bit. A lot of baseball stuff, of course, from Whitey Richardson and his playing days and the guys he played with, the guys he played against. Then there's some old-time stuff. A couple of the new things here is the 1961 Yankees photos. It's a collage of photos, and it looks outstanding. And it's right next to the new golf with Tiger Woods, Arnold Palmer, and Jack Nicklaus all on that photograph. We've got Muhammad Ali and George Foreman. You've got Olympic hockey. You've got the NFL, the NBA, everything that you could imagine. And the horse racing, of course, as well. Check it out here at Ball Sports Bar and Grill in Grand Island. We're here until 1. They're open 7 days a week for you with great specials, extended happy hours, and they just want you to be a part of it here at Ball Sports Bar and Grill. A couple of sports stories here. We're probably going to have a little bit of a short break. Ed DeRosa standing around the corner here. He'll be joining us in about 10 minutes. But first off, Daddy, the French Open's going on. Serena Williams was upset today by Samantha Stosur in three sets, 8-6 in the fifth. Now, in the men's side, number one went down yesterday. Number two, Rafael Nadal, has had a very tough matchup here with the 19th seed, Almagro, 7-6, 7-6, and they're tied 4-4 in the third set. And the number three, Novak Djokovic, was up easily 6-3, 6-2, but he's dropped sets 3 and 4 to Jonathan Meltzer. And the number 22 seed is all tied in the fifth set at 1-1 in the men's quarterfinals.
Oh, that crafty Meltzer. You are right.
Couple other things. A Texas judge says that Mike Leach can move forward with his lawsuit against Texas Tech Leach was dismissed December 30th, 2 days after he was suspended amid allegations that he mistreated Craig James' son with a concussion. The judge upheld the university's sovereign immunity against claims of libel, slander, and violation of Texas's Whistleblower Act.
You're looking for
$800,000. All right.
That's what was due to him the day before, the day after they fired him.
Nebraska, Colorado, going to be played the day after Thanksgiving, as it should be. I mean, that just basically comes down to it's either going to be Friday or Saturday. ABC decides what it wants to be. I guess we're used to it being on Friday. It just as well be on Friday. It'll be the return of Colorado to Memorial Stadium for the first time since that 57-yard field goal from Alex Henry. And that will be replayed over and over again, I'm sure, if those teams are anywhere where we think they're going to be come that time of the year. This story broke just as the show ended yesterday. Niles Paul arrested over the weekend. And, again, this is where I want to be so – I don't want to be politically correct with this one. Niles Paul, if you just read the story, here's what it says. Suspected of committing his second alcohol-related offense in 14 months. Now, he was suspended for most of spring ball in April 2009. He was arrested on suspicion of drunken driving, not charged with DUI. Instead, he pled guilty to reckless driving and being a minor in possession of alcohol. Well, he pled out. Instead of the DUI, he got reckless driving. That's what happened there. Okay. Now, Friday morning, Memorial weekend, he's out with the buddies. It's 1:23, so obviously the bars are closed. So we can do all the assuming we want, but probably walking home, going to a party, wherever they're at. So he stops and he urinates outside, and the cop catches him at 1:23 in the morning. Now, the problem is, what it doesn't say in the initial story is this is on Centennial Mall, which is right downtown Lincoln, which is pretty much where anybody could see you doing it. So you got to be a little smarter than that. Now, it's blood alcohol, 0.10, okay? In the old days, that's illegal. That was the legal limit. Now it's 0.08. First, I got to wonder, why was he taking a breathalyzer test anyway? I mean, unless they were looking for public drunkenness. I guess because you just don't associate that with anything besides the guy driving. But who hasn't done that on a guy's standpoint? Bo Pelini says that he's met with Niles Paul and has been addressed and handled internally. So I guess we don't know what that means, whether he'll miss a game. Woohoo, Western Kentucky. I wonder if we can make it without Niles Paul, or if he'll have to do extra workouts, extra community service. I'm sure there'll be a thing here. But again, I'm sorry if I don't sound right here. This just doesn't seem like a big deal to me. The kid walking home from the bar, closed, or walking to his buddy's car, whatever he's doing.
He's not walking home from the bar, Doug. He's 20 years old.
Well, he's walking home from a party. He's walking home somewhere. He's 2 months shy of being 21. Again,
I understand
the letter of the law says it's illegal. I get it.
I understand that. You're in Mel Kiper's top five wide receivers. You're a year removed from making a hell of a bunch of money. You can't put yourself – Jared Crook's not 21. Jared Crook can't put himself – you know what? It comes down to making a decision. You can't put yourself – you know what, if you're the fourth string fullback.
You think that's what 19 and 20-year-old kids are thinking about? What's going to happen?
Lord knows
in 3 years?
I was a king of poor decision making. That's well documented. I never stood to make any money. My talent went, you know, they had none. All right, that's well documented too. When you stand to make that kind of money, you cannot put yourself in that position. You know what? You got to sit down with, if your cousin's a Mon Green, your uncle's a Mon Green, who hasn't always made the right decisions too, there's got to be a mentor come forward. One of those guys, whether it's Sue, whether it's one of those guys.
Yeah, well, the mentors always come forward after the fact, Daddy.
Well.
Always come forward after the fact. And that's the thing about talk show hosts, especially in the state of Nebraska. None of them have been big-time athletes. Even if they did find some sport that they played in college, none of them have been big-time athletes that have a chance to go pro and can talk about this specific decision. And so I'm not talking about it because I would have no idea what it would be like in that position. I'm just talking from the everyday person that went to college, that was a 19, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old male in college. And again, I don't know, it's a story that's out there, and since there's not a lot to talk about across the state, it gets into the paper, it gets out of the sports talk show, it makes television because there's nothing bigger to talk about, and all it has to do is say Nebraska football, and it shoots to the forefront.
And I will also say at 1:23 in the morning, many a times I have had to tinkle myself. So I certainly can relate to the situation. It just comes down to...
Sometimes you're not even out and about. You're just at home.
You're right. Sometimes I haven't even been to a party. It's just 1:23, it just strikes me.
Unbelievable. We are at Ball Sports Bar and Grill. Ball Sports Bar and Grill in Grand Island, our special extended edition of the Doug and Daddy Show until 1 o'clock today. They're open 7 days a week and do such a great job here. Thanks for Dwighty Richardson for having us over. Got to talk to him a little bit earlier in the show. If you've missed that conversation, or Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com, or Tino Martinez, any of them, you can go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com and check out, of course, our podcast brought to you by Cunningham Journal and the Law. So that's all right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We need to take another break. Coming up, Ed DeRosa is going to join us, but we'll take a break and be back with more after this.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Carney.
The kids want to go out to play, the dog wants to run around the yard, and you want a beautiful looking lawn. We're BioGreen, and you should get to know us for residential and commercial lawn service. At BioGreen, we use all natural products so we can treat your yard and you can enjoy it right away. Fertilization, landscape nutrition, let BioGreen spray and you can play. Ask us about weed control. Call 308-708-1747 or log on to BioGreen.com. Serving the Tri-City area, we're BioGreen. Get to know us.
While most people were going about their ho-hum everyday routine, Mountain Dew fans were busy working together, carefully plotting the future of Dew. In the palms of their Dew-holding hands were the plans for the next great Mountain Dew flavors. It's called Dewmocracy, and the results have been, well, awesome.
I love Mountain Dew. I'm a Mountain Dew fan, freak, fanatic, whatever you want to call it.
I'm a Dew fan, and I help create the next flavor of Dew.
People like me and people just like you have been hard at work to create three new flavors of Mountain Dew.
We chose the flavors.
We chose the name.
We helped design the graphics.
Listen up, people, because now it's your turn to join the Dew movement. Your part is simple. Taste all three. Mountain Dew Whiteout, a smooth citrus Dew. Mountain Dew Typhoon, a tropical punch Dew. Mountain Dew Distortion, a lime-blasted Dew. Then, vote for your favorite at Dewmocracy.com. The flavor that gets the most votes will become the next full-time Dew flavor. Hurry, these flavors will not last long. Make your Dew voice heard. Vote now at Dewmocracy.com. Voting ends June 14, 2010.
Unbelievable. The 2010 Cattlemen's Ball, June 4th and 5th in Kearney, is officially a sellout. If you bought a ticket, thank you so much for your support. And while there aren't any tickets left for this year's Cattlemen's Ball, there are plenty of opportunities left to help us make our financial goal and give cancer the boot. Bid on dozens of items online during Saturday night's live auction. Buy a unique centerpiece or a striking 3-foot-tall cowboy boot decorated by a local artist. Purchase a raffle ticket to win a new pickup. Attend the Friday morning trolley tour of Kearney area attractions, or simply make a contribution. You can find details on every one of these opportunities at cattlemansball.com. Every dollar raised stays right here in Nebraska. There isn't one of us whose life hasn't been touched in some way by cancer. Special thanks to all the volunteers, businesses, and organizations who have already helped make the 2010 Cattlemen's Ball one of the most successful in history. We invite you to join them by contributing today. Visit cattlemansball.com.
Are you spending your whole day off mowing the lawn? Take a look at Toro's Time Cutter Z 4200 zero-turn mower at Ace Hardware. Cut your mowing time in half with this easy-to-maneuver zero-turn rider, because the summer is too short to spend it all cutting grass. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. And Ace offers free in-town delivery. Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island.
Partial sunshine this afternoon. Chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms early with a high of 75. 54 for a low tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies. Blend of clouds and sun for Thursday. A meteorologist, Mandy Thaluber. Right now, it is 66.
Doug and Daddy's show back here at Ball Sports Bar and Grill in Grand Island. I'd went an hour and 45 minutes before agitating Daddy, so now we're back on the show. Everything okay?
I guess.
You know. Amazing. Just amazing. You're amazing. You're absolutely amazing. A couple of other sports notes that to talk about. That since we talked about Niles Paul, we just will bring this up. 8-1, the vote on Friday to pass having liquor back in state parks. And I guess you're either a person that goes to the that likes to have a cool beverage, or you're not. I think on this, and there seems to be no in between here, Tony.
Well, it seems to be a deal where it was very tough to regulate anyway. When you got grown adults drinking, it's tough to go up and say, when you're sitting by a campsite having a beer, tough to go up and draw guns on them and tell them to freeze and then handcuff everybody. I didn't think anybody thought that was right. So it's an 8-1 vote, but you still can't do it yet. You've got to wait another 6 weeks for the governor to sign. Is that what we're waiting for?
The governor has to sign it, and it's not going to happen this summer. No matter what, it would not become effective until the first of the year. And here are your rules. Consumption of alcohol may be prohibited on any state park and wildlife area or portions thereof with the use of appropriate signage. Consumption is prohibited between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., consumption is prohibited on all roadways, designated swimming areas, and parking areas. And all containers of alcoholic beverages whose single liquid capacity is greater than 1 gallon are prohibited. The new regulations must be approved by the governor and posted on the Secretary of State's website.
You know, they got these fine rules. Basically, the deal stems from the wild parties that were happening at Lake McConaughey when over Memorial Day weekend, over
July
weekend.
People were getting hurt
too far. Yeah, people were getting injured, so they had to do something about it. So they did this. They retracted that, went back. I mean, you want to have an adult beverage and be responsible. You know what? You want to drive 150 miles an hour down the road and be an idiot? I understand. You get picked up, you're going to go to jail. Now, you do it one of two ways.
You have to make more responsible decisions, like you said Niles Paul has to do. And I guess they're not the same story, but you've got to make the right decisions, and that's all there is to it. And I suppose it's easier to make those right decisions if you haven't had 13 or 30 beers out there. So it's nice to be able to have a cool beverage out there while you're catching some fish, as long as you're not having 40 of them. Wade Boggs. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back after this sports update on what's gone on so far in the world of sports today, we will be joined by Ed DeRosa from Thoroughbred Times to break down the Belmont. We had a chance to catch up with him right before they drew the post positions this morning. Ed DeRosa from Thoroughbred Times when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Superstation Sports Center.
Doug Duda with a sports update. We'll get back to the Doug and Daddy Show live from Ball Sports Bar in Grand Island in just a moment. But to kind of recap what's going on today, the men's and women's semifinals are set by the end of the day at the French Open. Cleveland Cavaliers forward LeBron James told CNN's Larry King the Cavs have a good chance in signing him. The interview will air on Friday, but James says Cleveland a good chance to re-sign him because it's comfortable and he has a lot of memories there. Texas judge says former football coach Mike Leach's lawsuit over his firing from Texas Tech can move forward. Leach was dismissed December 30th, 2 days after he was suspended amid allegations he mistreated a player with a concussion. We've got Kansas City Royals baseball coming your way again tonight as they take on the LA Angels. First pitch is set for 7:10. Nebraska and Colorado will meet the day after Thanksgiving for the 15th consecutive season. The Big 12 Conference and ABC announced yesterday that the game will be nationally televised Friday, November 26th in Lincoln, kicking off at 2:30. The entire Big 12 portion of the schedule that will be televised is on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Meetings continue in Kansas City through Friday for the Big 12. Well, UNK former baseball coach Guy Murray will be laid to rest this Friday. Funeral services are set for 10:30 at First United Methodist Church. Yesterday, we were able to catch up with Millard West baseball coach Frank Ryan, a former player for Coach Murray in the mid-70s. He says Coach Murray's influence is far wide.
I think he did have a lot of influence on a lot of other guys. There are a lot of guys that I played with or around that are in coaching. And I know Steve Spomberg and I were teammates under Guy for 4 years. And, of course, now he's been coaching now for as long as I have. So we enjoy competing against each other.
American Legion baseball last night. It was Kearney 5 points over Gothenburg 12-1, while Gothenburg beat the Little Caesars seniors 11-9. Hastings 5 points split their doubleheader with Columbus winning the opener 13-3, dropping the nightcap 8-3. A full slate of Wednesday action. Little Caesars in 5 points will host Aurora, and it'll be Post 52 and Runza traveling to Columbus. For Hastings, Runza and 5 points bank, they will be at Holdridge. Johnson Imperial Homes will be welcoming in Beatrice for a doubleheader. Grand Island Home Federal is hosting Norfolk tonight for a doubleheader. Wells Fargo plays a pair at Norfolk. Grand Island 5 points and Chief will be at St. Paul. The Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association All-Star Duel is coming up next Saturday in West Point. At Northwest, Brian Sybrance is the head coach of the West All-Stars, which has plenty of talent, but all the Grand Island kids are on the East.
You know, I was looking at 184. You know, we got Alan Taylor, Grand Island. You know, possibly a good matchup with him and Tanner Sturgeon, you know, Kozad. Tanner's a great wrestler, state champion. Looking at Millard North at 197, possibly maybe a matchup there with Jordan Dubas from Mitchell. He's a great wrestler.
Next Saturday's action in West Point starts at 1 o'clock, and that is sports.
When you need an extra bedroom for drop-in guests, or how about a shopping trip to Kearney? Easy Auction has rooms at the Ramada Kearney featuring two queen beds and breakfast the next morning, normally $99 for just $40. Sunday through Thursday based on availability. Not even William Shatner could touch that deal. Click on Easy Auction and save yourself $59 a night. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and click on Easy Auction.
The Nebraska Ranch and Home Expo is moving to Kearney. For the first time, it's going to be held at the Viero Event Center. The dates are set June 9th and 10th. And now is the time to book your exhibit space by calling 402-244-5471. That's 402-244-5471. The Nebraska Ranch Expo is Nebraska's largest ranch-oriented trade show with the latest in hang technology and innovations in the livestock industry. Book your exhibit space now. Phone 402-244-5471.
We continue on for Ball Sports Bar and Grill over the lunch hour. Come on by, see us, the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. And, you know, Daddy, when we first kind of put this together, we thought maybe Mission Impossible right here with Whitey Richardson and the gang might come back in the Belmont. A lot of people thought it'd have a chance, but they're wanting a little more rest. And really, we've got a field here that maybe is not to the general public going to open a lot of eyes. If you're a horse racing fan, though, and you get into the form and you get into a little bit deeper, it looks like this could be an outstanding race.
Well, it certainly looks that way. A field of 12 will go to the post, and we're pleased to be joined right now by the managing editor of Thoroughbred Times, and Ed DeRosa. Ed, is this an outstanding field for the Belmont without Super Saver and looking at Lucky?
I think outstanding might be a little over the top for my sensibilities, but I would definitely say it's above average or good, or I wouldn't use any words to downgrade the field. How about that? I think it's well balanced, and as you said, with 11 or 12 horses, that offers a lot more betting opportunities than if it had been 6 or 7 horses with a standout. So for horse players and horse fans, there's definitely plenty to like about this race.
Ed, maybe before we get to breaking down the race and individual horses in it, can you maybe comment on the state of horse racing in New York? There was a bailout just made, $25 million, really to keep the doors open.
New York State, when it took control of the land that the racetracks are on, had told NYRA that if slot machines did not come to Aqueduct, that they would loan NYRA the money to continue operating, and that has come to pass. Aqueduct is still without the legislated slot machines that were approved in 2001, so the state has stepped up and found money in its budget to loan NYRA $25 million to keep operating.
Ed DeRosa from the Thoroughbred Times joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I guess just to kind of take that one step further, what's the future look like in your mind?
Unfortunately, for a lot of jurisdictions, slot machines sort of have been looked at as a way to prop racing up, and it's unfortunate to see that be the case in New York, which for so long, along with California, really were two pillars of the top racing in the United States. And unfortunately, without added gaming, that doesn't seem to be the case anymore in either jurisdiction. But, with Saratoga right around the corner in the Belmont Stakes this week, it seems like optimism is reigning supreme up there, as opposed to sort of the longer faces I think a lot of racing fans saw in April and May. The calendar page turned today, and I think a lot of views on the state of New York racing are turning toward the better as well now that they have this money and the Saratoga season's no longer in doubt.
What does the mood do at Belmont this Saturday when those horses aren't running that many people would like to see run?
I think really once you get to the track itself, the mood is, it doesn't affect the mood once everyone's there. I mean, obviously, there's a big difference between 50,000 people and 100,000. So the energy level definitely lower. But in terms of the mood, I think once you get race fans out, and especially if the weather's nice, people really get into it. And the one thing Belmont does really well on Belmont Stakes Day is provide an excellent card of some of the superstars in the other divisions. There's a grade one turf race. There's a grade one race for three-year-old fillies. There's a couple solid sprint races. So really the whole day, if you're a race fan, is something to enjoy and worth heading out to Belmont Park for if you live in the New York, Long Island, New Jersey, et cetera area.
We're talking with Ed DeRosa of the Thoroughbred Times about the upcoming Belmont this Saturday. Ed, a lot is being made of horses that have already run in either the Preakness or the Kentucky Derby and made some noise. I guess a lot of folks just from familiarity think they are the horses to beat. Who's somebody that hasn't run in either race that we need to be keeping an eye on?
Hasn't run in either race to keep an eye on, I'd say, is Nick Zito's horse, Fly Down, who won the Dwyer Stakes in early May at Belmont Park. He looked very impressive. And one thing we talk a lot about going into the Kentucky Derby is that with three-year-olds, they're still maturing, they're still learning how to run, they're still getting faster, and that's certainly the case with the Belmont as well. That's germane to this race as well. And Fly Down might be one of those horses where if he improves off that last race, he'll certainly be in the mix among some of the Derby and Preakness horses you mentioned, such as Icebox and First Dude.
And I was just going to bring up Icebox and the way he closed at the Kentucky Derby. One, two more jumps would have put him in a different position right now. But will he be the certain favorite, no doubt about it, going in?
I definitely think he'll be the favorite. I've seen some projections as low as 8 or 9 to 5 and some as high as 5 to 2. But it's pretty much unanimous thinking that he will be the favorite. And you mentioned him being the closer, and that's not always the most ideal pace scenario to be involved in the Belmont Stakes, even though it is a longer race. Typically, the winning profile is either on the front end or sort of making a sustained move down the backstretch on the far turn. Even though Belmont's a lot bigger track than the Derby or Preakness because of the way the finish line is, the stretch run isn't actually that much longer, if it's even longer at all, than the other two races. So you really need a horse who's going to be running the whole time, and not saying Icebox isn't that horse, but him being a dead closer isn't, to me, a benefit.
Ed DeRosa from the Thoroughbred Times with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio. Icebox ran in that 20-horse field where horses are bumped around, and it was a little, maybe not the best track conditions, couldn't get where maybe you wanted to go. That wasn't the case in the Preakness with the smaller field, and First Dude still couldn't quite get there. I guess kind of compare and contrast those two horses and maybe the problems they had and the problems they didn't have.
Well, I mean, the one thing is with First Dude, you'll probably expect to see him on the front end. So when they're running down the backstretch, you'll be looking at him on the left side of the screen, and Icebox being a closer will be on the right side of the screen. So you probably have to do some tennis-like shifting of your eyes to be watching both of them at the same time. But to me, I think for Stu being a front runner is a bigger asset than Icebox being a closer. I think the Belmont's the type of race where you can really control the pace, and if they let you get out there and go the same type of pace he set in the Preakness at a mile and a half, I think that actually makes him tougher to catch than in the Preakness, which was a furlong and a, or excuse me, 2.5 furlong shorter. So to me, I think this is First Dude's race to control.
Edwin, you looked at, I guess you mentioned Nick Zito earlier, the big trainers being a part of this. Monday, I believe, Todd Pletcher stepped up and entered a horse. Was that just because Todd Pletcher is the best trainer in the world? He just thought he'd stick something in and maybe didn't think there was anything outstanding in this field?
Yeah, I think, you mentioned sort of mood and buzz earlier, and I think, having guys like Nick Zito and Todd Pletcher and Bob Baffert involved certainly add, I don't want to say legitimacy because it is a Triple Crown race, but it does get people to pay a little more attention. Calvin Burrell has a mount as well, certainly a name people recognize. And I think we've seen this before with Pletcher in 2007 when he looked at, Curlin was in, but Street Sense wasn't, and he took a shot with the filly Rags to Riches and ended up winning the race. And I think that definitely could be the case now. He has a very well-bred colt in Interactive, and he's seeing a race that maybe isn't as good as it has been in years past, and he's taking a shot with the colt training well.
Ed DeRosa from Thoroughbred Times. Ed, I know we don't have the post positions official yet, but who do you like in this race?
I think post positions will probably lean me one direction or the other definitively, but as of right now, I'm definitely going to be taking long looks at two horses I mentioned today. First Dude, under the assumption that I think if he gets alone on the lead, he's going to be very tough to collar late and fly down from Nick Zito's barn. I was just really impressed with the race he ran in the Dwyer in early May, and I think any move forward off that race has him a big candidate for the winner's circle.
Ed, we appreciate the time as always here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's do it again soon.
That sounds good to me, guys.
Thanks so much, Ed. Ed DeRosa from Thoroughbred Times joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You know, he is not on your page, Daddy, with Icebox. You'll probably make a prediction. Well, you're going to be gone Friday, so this is Wednesday. You're going to be there tomorrow. Are you going to pick Icebox to win the Belmont?
Well, it certainly looks to me like, just, and you know what, all I've got to judge that on is my great prediction of the Kentucky Derby, which I had not a dime on, by the way. So I didn't prop it from Icebox at all, but just how he came flying, and you think the added distance would help him. You haven't saw these other horses. This is an untested group as far as these Triple Crown Grade 1 races go for these other horses. Many of them think they're contenders. We'll have to wait and see. Yeah, I would pick Icebox, I would think, to win this rather handily, but that's fine. Who knows more about it, me or Ed DeRosa? I'm probably going to go with Ed DeRosa.
Well, all the Legion teams in the Tri-Cities are in the Legion area in the Tri-Cities. We'll be playing tonight, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. So go out and check it out if you can. Tino Martinez, who joined us on the show today, his group at Home Federal is home tonight at Ryder Park. They are taking on Norfolk. So with that, we want to say thanks to the gang here at Ball Sports Bar and Grill. We've had a great 2 hours. And, don't forget to check out their website, ballsportsbar.com. 24/7, they keep you up to date on their food specials, the happy hour, the bands that come in and play, all the entertainment. Everything except the winning Keno number is up on their website at Balls. That's BALZ, ballsportsbar.com. And of course, they want you to be a fan of the other on Facebook with over 5,000 fans already, 5,000 friends on Facebook. So look for Ball Sports Bar on Facebook.com. Tuesday special is the smoked brisket and chicken. Today's special, the hot roast beef certified Angus, which Daddy and I both had, and we're not exaggerating. Daddy will let you know from time to time when it's, so-so. He was so happy. He was so happy. And then we fed him a little buffalo chicken pizza. He was not quite as happy because a little
I would have
spicy,
preferred a milder
if you
version.
If you like spicy, that is exactly the way to go. Very good. Some of the rest of the gang here had some of it, enjoyed it. I loved it very much. Although, a little spicy. Very good. Very good. And the wings, get them any flavor you want. That's what got this place started with all the memorabilia here.
1,000 pounds a week, they tell us.
Whitey says we go through 1,000 pounds a week. 52,000 a year. He says, Daddy, if we had You living here in Grand Island would be 53,000 pounds a year. So, Derek, have we wrapped her all up for today?
Looks good, guys. I think you covered everything.
All right. Well, let's get on out of here. And in the final minute, we want to thank Whitey Richardson, the owner of Ball Sports Bar and co-owner of Mission Impossible, who will race again in the near future. The Kentucky Derby ninth place horse, not going to go in the Belmont, but he told his wife, if you missed that, go to ESPNSuperstation.com, listen to our podcast. Ed DeRosa from Thoroughbred Times, also talking today on the Doug and Daddy Show with Tino Martinez from Grand Island Home Federal, and from ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, to talk about Big 12 meetings and expansion and all that's going on there. Tomorrow, Cox Classic, Chad Martinson is going to join us. They're going to tell us about the two young men, one of them, Brandon Crick, that is receiving an exemption to the Cox Classic. Also, some changes coming to the Cox Classic, plus Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. All that and more coming up tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. See you then, Daddy.
They will see you tomorrow, 22 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Drew, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.